The White House Budget Office telling agencies to prepare for a government shutdown that could be coming because the debt ceiling is going to expire. I think it's October 1, if I'm not mistaken. So the White House telling federal agencies this week to begin preparing for a government shutdown because Congress is unable to reach an agreement on a must-pass spending bill amid the debt limit showdown. You see, the Democrats want the debt limit. The Democrats want the debt limit taken away permanently with no restrictions. Never have to revisit it. You can run the debt to $50 trillion. Doesn't matter. Just printing money anyway, right? Just printing money doesn't matter. The Office of Management, Management and Budget stressing the reminder is part of standard protocol 7 days out from a potential shutdown. We fully expect Congress to work in a bipartisan fashion to keep our government open, get disaster relief to Americans who need it, and avoid a catastrophic default, said OMB spokesman Abdullah Hassan. Well, Abdullah is working hard for you. There are contingency plans in place for every government department and agency, which are laid out in the OMB's website. How many employees would get furloughed, which employees are essential, work without pay, and what agencies would be required to halt work altogether. We'll see what happens. It's a government shutdown on the way, potentially. We'll see. I'm guessing the Republicans will cave in. They'll realize once again they have no spinal cord and no testicles, and they'll go right down that same path. Oops, did I say that? Am I allowed to say that? You're darn right I am. Hunter Biden asked for $2 million plus success fees. $2 million plus success fees to do what? To get about $30 billion of Muammar Gaddafi's money unfrozen in Libya. And when did he do that? When Daddy was vice president. Surprised, aren't you? I know I'm shocked. I for one, am stunned that Hunter Biden, crack addict, trafficker of underage women, allegedly, that he would be in pursuit of money from Libya, from a dictatorship, and trying to swing that deal while Daddy was vice president. But a pair of emails from associates of Hunter Biden revealed he offered to help unfreeze Libyan assets for $2 million. That's the retainer, by the way. And then success fees up to 5%. They also discussed their misgivings over his drug and alcohol use. Wow. I mean, his junkie status came up? Why, he's demanding $2 million? I mean, you can buy a lot of drugs and a lot of liquor, the good stuff, for $2 million. You can be leaving Las Vegas immediately. The email exchanges were between mid-level Democratic donors Sam Jarhouri and Sheikh Mohammed El Rabbani, who in 2015 were both working on behalf of the new Libyan government to free up $30 billion in state foreign assets. They had been frozen by the Obama administration under Muammar Gaddafi's regime in 2011. The emails, unrelated to those on his laptop, by the way. Unrelated. This is different stuff. Different stuff. Outlined a number of his other business dealings. The first email dated January 28, 2015, sent by Jarhouri to El Rabbani and obtained by Business Insider, a leftist publication, by the way. So it's not some conservative hit job. It's a progressive hit job on young Hunter Biden. Nice kid, really, if you can overlook the sex trafficking and addiction stuff. I mean, other than that, pretty decent. He believes the younger Biden might bring the ability to get that money out, said Jarhouri in the emails. They're mid-level Democrat donors. And $30 billion frozen. He outlines the number of connections Hunter has, including his role as chairman of the United Nations World Food Program and the relationship he has with then-Secretary of State John Kerry and then-Vice President Daddio, which could provide access to Obama's file on Libya. You know, if your dad could just get that file on Libya, we could maybe get that $30 billion. And by the way, there'd be a success fee. 5%. 5%. which, by the way, would be $1.5 billion. 5%. Yeah. Let's see here. You know, China at the time had been blocking the release of roughly $15 billion in Gaddafi's assets that Obama ordered frozen in a bid to increase influence in Africa. Yeah, he wanted a $2 million retainer fee and 5% of whatever money they were able to free up. The question is, how much did they get? That's not clear. I don't know yet. We'll dig deeper. Oh, Hunter, he's a nice kid. Semiconductor, the shortage that has hobbled manufacturing worldwide is getting worse. It's been rumored now that cases of Delta in Malaysia, Vietnam, and the Philippines causing production delays at factories that cut in packaged semiconductors, creating new problems. And the Defense Production Act, might be implemented by the President of the United States in order to get us back on track with semiconductor chips. Because as you look around, Ford Motor Company, Motors, and others are frozen in their tracks because they cannot produce vehicles without the chips that are not in production, not in supply, not available. All right, still to come today. Straight ahead, in fact, we'll have your latest installment of Real American History from our friends at Hillsdale College, Congressman Tim Walberg, and coming up later, an encore presentation of my exclusive interview with Donald Trump. We played it earlier this week. We're going to play it again for you coming up in the next hour here on the program. So if you haven't heard it, you can hear it in its entirety coming up, a long conversation with President Donald Trump. You don't want to miss it. It's all coming up on The Steve Gruber Show.